Almost 3 years into a foreign-backed insurgency in Syria, militant groups fighting against Damascus are now grappling with fierce infighting. The recent deadly clashes between rival groups have put the prospect of a UN-backed peace conference on the Syrian conflict in jeopardy. Violence goes on as Syrian civilians bear the brunt of the long-running conflict. Here's a closer look at that.
Scores of foreign-backed insurgents have been killed in Syria following days of fierce infighting. The clashes have pitted the Western-backed militants led by the so-called Free Syrian Army, or FSA, against the Al-Qaeda-affiliated insurgents called the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. The clashes started after insurgents led by the FSA attacked checkpoints and bases controlled by the ISIL. The militant group is accused of horrific crimes against the civilian population in its controlled areas in Syria's northern provinces of Aleppo and Idlib. It also stands accused of jailing and even executing Syrians who oppose their rule. The ISIL, which was created in Iraq back in 2004 in the aftermath of the US-led invasion of the country, moved into Syria in 2013 to join the ranks of extremists fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
And that's what we're having now. The fact that these criminal groups are killing each other is a sign that they've failed to topple Assad, and now they're turning on each other because they have no place else to go.
The extremist group, which according to many analysts has been funded and armed by Saudi Arabia, has also been involved in terrorist attacks in Lebanon and Iraq. It claimed last Thursday's deadly terror attack in southern Beirut, which claimed at least six lives. Extremists affiliated with this group have also been clashing with Iraqi troops and local tribesmen in the western Al-Anbar province. The recent infighting comes at a time when the fractured opposition groups outside of Syria try to form a unified position ahead of the Geneva II conference, slated for January the 22nd to 24th. On Sunday, the so-called Syrian National Coalition, or SNC, which is an anti-Assad group based in Turkey, re-elected Ahmed Jarbar as its leader. The re-election of Jarbar as a figure with close ties to Saudi Arabia comes at a sensitive time because the group is set to decide on taking part in the upcoming peace talks as a coalition. Syria has been gripped by deadly unrest since 2011. Western powers and their regional allies, namely Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, have been supporting the militants operating inside the country. Many analysts believe that the intensified infighting among insurgents reveals the deep divisions between these groups. Experts say the US and its Western allies speak of their opposition to Al-Qaeda and its heavy-handed tactics. But in practice, their long-term interests in the Middle East call for the existence of such groups.